the weight. I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing different is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
A top advisor to President Trump when it comes to his choice of a Supreme Court nominee says he's not concerned about conservative pushback against the president's shortlist. Leonard Leo saying, although there's opposition now, many senators will eventually vote for the nominee.
Every potential nominee before announcement gets concerns expressed about them by people who might ultimately support them. People aren't always familiar with their records. Sometimes people say things about one nominee because they favor another.
He spoke on ABC's This Week. President Trump is to announce his Supreme Court pick in a primetime speech tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell facing more protests, people confronting him outside a Louisville restaurant over the weekend as he was the latest target of protesters shouting against Trump administration immigration policies, which McConnell largely supports. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An Ohio man accused of plotting a July 4th terrorist attack in Cleveland is to face a judge this afternoon. Demetrius Pitts is charged with attempted material support of a terrorist organization. Federal prosecutors say Pitts had pledged allegiance to Al-Qaeda and wanted to detonate a truck bomb during Independence Day festivities in Cleveland last week. Actor Tab Hunter has died at 86. Hunter was the 1950s teenage heartthrob who played Joe Hardy in the Damn Yankees movie. He passed away last night, according to his partner, who said the actor suffered a blood clot in his leg and it caused him to go into cardiac arrest. Hunter had starred in films throughout the 20th century and was also an accomplished singer, producer, and author. Again, Tab Hunter has died at 86. And Starbucks announcing it is getting rid of plastic straws. The coffee house giant announcing it will phase out the plastic straws at all of its locations by 2020. The company says the change will eliminate more than a billion plastic straws a year. And to get rid of the straws, Starbucks is going to get away from the flat plastic lids on its drinks as well. Instead, it will use lids with a raised lid that people can actually drink from. The lids have been compared to an adult sippy cup. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Good afternoon, everyone. Dr. Miola here with Get Healthy Hunterdon, sponsored by Nutrimost of Hunterdon, the most complete health care program in Hunterdon County in the surrounding areas. Let's get to this crazy weather and stuff. Boy, was this a beautiful weekend that we had this afternoon. Sunny, a high near 86 degrees, southwest winds around 6 miles per hour. Tonight, clear with a low around 60. Southwest winds 3 to 5 miles per hour. Tuesday, there's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after the 12 o'clock hour. Sunny with a high near 90 degrees. Calm winds become west 5 to 7 miles per hour in the afternoon, but we only have a chance of precipitation at around 20%. Tuesday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms before 3 a.m., partly cloudy with a low around 66 degrees. North winds around 3 to 5 miles per hour, and that chance of precipitation is still a low 30%. New rainfalls amounts of less than a tenth of an inch, except higher amounts possible in the thunderstorms themselves.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we are back, and this is Get Healthy Hunterdon with Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington. What a great weekend we've been having and stuff. The weather has calmed down and cooled down enough that we're able to get a much nicer time and everything, so that really helps out a lot. And today we've got quite a few things that we wanted to cover and all. And one of the interesting things that I'm looking at here is a novel way to prevent elderly falls. And that's all through what we consider to be toe strengthening. In any given year, nearly 40% of the senior citizen population, ages 70 and older, will fall at least once. Each fall significantly increases the risk of issues and stuff, and not only sprains, strains, and contusions and all, but also the dreaded fractures and stuff, and that can go into whether it's just the leg bones or whether it's the hip itself, which is in many senior citizens' worlds and stuff, the kiss of death. The resultant injuries often begin a downward spiral of weakness and fragility that can prove life-threatening. Putting aside the emotional toll of dealing with these falls in many of the senior citizen communities and areas and stuff, the financial costs are staggering. In the United States alone, the cost of providing health care for seniors following falls is roughly $30 billion, with a B, annually. Surprisingly, the single best predictor of a senior citizen's falling or prone to falling is what we consider toe strength. In a prospective study of 300 older adults, they discovered that a non-falling seniors had a 20% more toe strength than seniors who fell. Interestingly, there was no difference in quadriceps or ankle strength between the faller and the non-fallers, confirming that the toe weakness, not generalized weaknesses of the legs and as far as the hip flexors or hip adductors and stuff, is responsible for these falls. So it comes all down to that big toe. Individuals that have had diabetes and have had to have the large toe removed are going to experience more issues going on like that. People that have peripheral radiculitis and stuff, where they've got tingling numbness or no feeling down into the feet and then into the toes are going to be more susceptible to that. And then there's a multitude of other conditions that may be putting not just the senior population, but the more mature population at risk for this and all. So that really comes into effect and all that goes on. So unfortunately, toe weakness is extremely common in senior citizens compared to their younger peers. Older adults have toe strength declines of more than 35%, which greatly increases their risk of falling. So let's just try to understand what is this all it has to do with strength, weaknesses, being more prone, not being more prone to things that are going on in the general population. To understand the connection between toe strength and falling, stand with your arms at your side, and this is a simple test to do and stuff. Stand with your arms at your sides while keeping your hips and your shoulders in a straight line. Maintain this straight alignment while you lean forward, and notice how your toes, especially your big toe, immediately pushes down into the floor to protect the rest of the body against a forward fall. The distance now that you can lean forward while keeping your balance is called, and they have a name for this, an anterior fall envelope. And seniors are at greatest risk of falling, have a smaller anterior fall envelope. So that would stand the reason that strengthening the toes, especially the big toe, reduces the risk of falling by allowing you to control the subtle forward lean that begins while reaching forward to grasp an object and while beginning to walk forward. Now, why is that important? Well, because they found that these are the two more common times for a fall to actually occur. So how can we go about preventing this and getting our seniors or even our individuals with compromised forward lean envelope issues going on to help them work with that and all? Well, we're going to take a look at simple toe strengthening exercises. So get those shoes on. Maybe you're not. Let's get those shoes off. A simple exercise to increase the anterior fall envelope and reduce the risk of falling is to have your patient perform the Vela forward lean maneuver. To perform this maneuver, have the patient stand in front of a wall while keeping their hips and torso straight. Next, while maintaining this aligned position with the hips and torso straight ahead of them and stuff, have the patient or your elderly parent and stuff slowly lean forward while aggressively pushing their toes down into the ground. The downward force with the toes decelerates the forward motion of the torso, gradually increasing the size of their anterior fall envelope. We typically have the patient hold this position for about 5 seconds before pushing their body back to a vertical position by pressing down vigorously with their toes. This maneuver is repeated about 20 times daily, and it can be any time, first thing in the morning, after break, before lunch, after dinner, before you nap in the afternoon, before you go to bed at night. This exercise can be modified by having the patient place a weight in a reinforced grocery bag while performing the forward lean. Now, why is this so important all? Well, the weight can be transferred from one hand to the other. This was noted in a study that holding a weight equaling 5% of the body mass in the left hand, then the right hand, then both hands, produces significant reduction in postural sway in the older adult population all. So not only are we looking at just going flexion and extension, which is just bending your body forward and bending it backwards, but that little sway or that little lean that goes to the left side or right side. So by having just that little bag and, you know, basically you can use a weight, but let's be practical about things. So, you know, a plastic grocery bag there with some weight in it and stuff, you can definitely see how this is going to help really balance that whole patient area and stuff. Remember, a large number of falls occurs while the person is leaning forward. And leaning forward to grasp an object and stuff, and switching the weight from one hand to the other will leaning forward to grasp the object, switching the weight from one hand to the other will, about every 5 seconds will, while leaning forward, duplicates the motion that often initiates a fall, and the increased toe strength association with performing this exercise can produce significant increases in stability when reaching for objects. To lessen the risk of falling while performing this exercise, just make sure the patient is standing either in front of a wall or some other stable surface and all. We're going to take a little break for a commercial, and we will be right back.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangle Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back at Get Healthy Hunterdon. This is Dr. Miola with Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon County's primary and premier healthcare facility for health and wellness as well as weight loss. And we want to again thank everybody for voting us as the number one health, diet, and nutrition in the Hunterdon Happening magazine there and all. So again, thank you so very much. We're going to continue on with a novel way to help prevent elderly falls, and that's by strengthening that good old toe and all. So it works out very, very nicely and all. Standing front. It is the flexor hallucis longus strength. So we're talking about the big toe now. It is especially important that the patient focus on increasing the pressure generated beneath the hallucis, or the big toe, while leaning forward and pushing back. as strength in the flexor hallucis longus, big toe, is the single best predictor of falls in the elderly. In fact, this study showed that for every one 1% increase of body weight generated beneath that big toe or the hallucis longus, the risk of falling decreases by 7%. So that's a pretty significant improvement. So what does that mean? In other words, if a 100-pound female produces just 2 extra pounds of force beneath her big toe, her risk of falling decreases by 14%. Those are pretty significant numbers and stuff in the world of proportion and percentages and stuff of being at risk and not being at risk in that population and all. So just think how easy it would be while you're sitting there or standing there during the day to just do these simple little things and all. So note that the big toe alone can exert a downward force equaling 52% of your body weight. And increasing force output by 1% is easy to achieve. So what does this mean? It is common to have 30% increase in force generated beneath the hallucis or the big toe within a few months of performing this simple little exercise. Once the patient masters the Vela forward lean, they can progress into what we have is more aggressive toe exercises, such as the AFX exerciser or Toe Pro foot ankle exercise platform. So there's some other things that we can have the patient do to just further work those areas. So in order to quantify strength gains with foot exercises, what we use is a toe strength dynamometer. This is an inexpensive device that allows you to precisely measure toe strength beneath the hallucis longus or the big toe and then the lesser toes before and after exercise intervention and stuff. So this way you can actually monitor just how effective this is all going along. Initial strength scores provide me, the doctor, and the patient clear proof of the need to perform the toe exercises. The post-exercise scores also provide measurable guidelines for evaluating the efficiency and effectiveness of the exercise protocols that we have them do. Because of the proven connection between big toe weakness and falls in the elderly, evaluating and strengthening the toes should be part of every senior's daily exercise routine. So it's really very, very important for us to take this seriously with, as we see, more and more of our population of elderly and stuff taking that terrible fall, and as a result of that, becoming more and more susceptible to things that are going on, and that, of course, never being a good thing for that generation and all. I mean, you see, people that are up and moving about and all, and then they fall, and it just seems to start this slow degenerative spiraling going down and all, with having to go, get the hip reset, then to move it in the right direction, then the rehabbing that goes on, it interrupts their whole lifestyle, and there's so much that goes on with it and all. So we always want to take a look at that and make sure that we're always keeping an eye on our elderly parents. I always worry about my mom and stuff. She's 85 down in Virginia, and, just recently got her from finally stopping climbing up a stepladder to clean out her gutters on the single-family roof and stuff like that. So, at 85, I keep telling her I don't want to jinx her or anything, but it's like, Mom, come on, I'll come down, get my sister to come over, or, we'll get the neighbor to come over and stuff, but stay off the darn ladder and stuff. So, these elderly people, they get it in their heads, and they're not kicking back and all. So we're going to go from exercise to help prevent falls and things of that nature, and we're going to look at a new frontier that's finally gaining some steam and moving in the right direction. At Nutrimosa Flemington, we use plant-based whole food products and vitamins and minerals. We get people to eat a much healthier diet with specifically chosen protein, vegetable, and fruit sources that are designed to be in harmony with their body and all. And so by doing that and stuff, you start really moving the body in the right direction, And one of the single, what we find is one of the single most common factors in a lot of people's issues with health and things is the chronic inflammation or the swelling of all the tissue systems and organs of the body and all. And we're trying to take a look at that a little bit closer and all. So today I just want to touch on this topic and stuff like that, and it's called the microbes of the body there and all. So restoring a healthy microbe to help treat disease may be a condition and a subject that we really need to start taking a look at and stuff. This topic was highlighted when the White House announced its 121 million National Microbial Initiative, and more studies are showing that the microbes play a large role in the body's ability to function properly. So now we're starting to see that, you know, there's more of an effort going on to it and all. While patients typically think of microbes invading the body as a thing to fear, there is, of course, the other side of the coin, a certain symbiotic relationship that usually benefits health. But there, and where there is a deficiency or an imbalance in this complex relationship, pathology ensues and causes and creates havoc on the body. There are generally two factors that help explain the pathogenesis or the background and stuff of gut inflammation and consequently symptoms of disease. Overactivation of the body's immunological cells or the body's immune system and a gut microbiome that has been altered, so that what we call the biological terrain in the gut and all. And when the gut is inflamed and improperly balanced, an assortment of inflammatory diseases can occur, including things such as cancer, diabetes, Alzheimer's, arthritis, and various other autoimmune diseases like lupus, Crohn's disease, and a multitude of things. So what destroys the microbes in the system and all? Many things can contribute to the destruction of the gut microbes, but some of the more common things are alcohol consumption, antibiotics, caffeine, stress, steroid drugs, and nutrient-poor diet. So we can see that in today's society, we have an abundance of many of these things that are going on. And to keep that at check and stuff, it's very, very important that we start addressing these things. These lifestyle factors can destroy the healthy microbes that ordinarily helps keep a common microbial yeast called Candida in check. Candida albicans, which is the dreaded killer in the biological world and stuff, comes together like that, is a single cell fungus present in healthy genital and intestinal tracts. Not only are yeast common in our food, but they are also in the air, in the water, and on the surface of nearly every living thing. There are hundreds of different strains of yeast in the human body, but Candida albicans is one of the most common. However, most people refer to Candida as an over-infestation of yeast in the body. It has unique characteristics that make it especially dangerous when too much of it grows, because it can grow long, mold-like tentacles, that penetrate tissue in the body, causing inflammation and cell damage. When the same yeast invade the gut, they can cause structural damage and widespread inflammation. Gut candida weakens the body's organs, and the body becomes toxic. All right, we're going to take a little commercial break, and we will be right back here.
Yeah.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With North Korean media resuming anti-American rhetoric and referring to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's visit a few days ago as gangster-like when it comes to pressing the North to get rid of its nukes, what becomes of the efforts to repatriate hundreds of sets of American remains from the Korean War? Pompeo says the U.S. and officials from the North do have a meeting on that set for later this week, probably Thursday.
Where there will be discussions between the folks responsible for the repatriation of remains will take place at the border, and that process will begin to develop over the days that follow.
At least eight boys are safe after being rescued from a flooded cave in Thailand where they've been stuck for 15 days. Divers rescued four members of that soccer team yesterday. Four more were brought out today, which leaves four more inside along with their coach. This is USA Radio News.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
A top advisor to President Trump when it comes to his choice of a Supreme Court nominee says he's not concerned about conservative pushback against the president's shortlist. Leonard Leo saying, although there's opposition now, many senators will eventually vote for the nominee.
Every potential nominee before announcement gets concerns expressed about them by people who might ultimately support them. People aren't always familiar with their records. Sometimes people say things about one nominee because they favor another.
He spoke on ABC's This Week. President Trump is to announce his Supreme Court pick in a primetime speech tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell facing more protests, people confronting him outside a Louisville restaurant over the weekend as he was the latest target of protesters shouting against Trump administration immigration policies, which McConnell largely supports. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An Ohio man accused of plotting a July 4th terrorist attack in Cleveland is to face a judge this afternoon. Demetrius Pitts is charged with attempted material support of a terrorist organization. Federal prosecutors say Pitts had pledged allegiance to Al-Qaeda and wanted to detonate a truck bomb during Independence Day festivities in Cleveland last week. Actor Tab Hunter has died at 86. Hunter was the 1950s teenage heartthrob who played Joe Hardy in the Damn Yankees movie. He passed away last night, according to his partner, who said the actor suffered a blood clot in his leg and it caused him to go into cardiac arrest. Hunter had starred in films throughout the 20th century and was also an accomplished singer, producer, and author. Again, Tab Hunter has died at 86. And Starbucks announcing it is getting rid of plastic straws. The coffee house giant announcing it will phase out the plastic straws at all of its locations by 2020. The company says the change will eliminate more than a billion plastic straws a year. And to get rid of the straws, Starbucks is going to get away from the flat plastic lids on its drinks as well. Instead, it will use lids with a raised lid that people can actually drink from. The lids have been compared to an adult sippy cup. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And we are back with Get Healthy Hunterdon, and this is Dr. Mueller from Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon County's most effective health care and weight loss program. So we were talking about the next frontier in the microbes of the intestinal tract there and going on and all. So when the same yeast invade the gut, they can cause structural damage and widespread inflammation. Gut candida weakens the body's organs, and the body becomes toxic overload and stuff. What are the causes of this candida and albicans overgrowth and stuff? The body's natural defense systems are made and designed to keep candida under control. When a body is healthy, it does this on its own. And small candida albicans colonies in the gut are nothing to even worry about. However, yeast are creatures that thrive on a sugary, starchy environment. When there is an abundance of this yeast food available, yeast cells multiply, wreaking havoc as they go. Too much starch and too much sugar can cause a rapid overgrowth of candida. In addition, when a person consumes antibacterial or antifungal medication, this only causes the strongest bacteria and fungus to survive, handicapping the body's natural ability to fight the candida albicans overgrowth on its own. So if we were to take a look at how the digestive system is set up, you've got the small intestine, you've got the large intestine. Small intestine has friendly bacteria in there and all. They're what's responsible for breaking down all that food coming out of the stomach and churning it up and breaking it down into very, very nutrient-rich environment and all. At the other end and all, you've got the large intestine, and that's basically designed to squeeze out all the fluids and stuff and get all that material that's been working its way through there ready to eliminate and all. So there's this fine barrier and stuff that goes on, almost like a war zone, a frontier between the healthy bacteria that are in the small intestine and the yeast that are in the large intestine. Now, when a person gets on an antibiotic, a steroid, or any kind of medications that have a tendency of affecting the bacterial life cycle and all, and you have a reduction or an elimination of the friendly bacteria in the small intestine, well, that yeast that's in the large intestine is just going to start marching across the bacterial wall there and stuff, and that fortitude and stuff, and start populating into areas that it shouldn't be doing, the small intestine. So what it does is, remember, it sends out these little projectiles and stuff called tentacles, and they perforate the linings of the wall of the small intestine. Now, the small intestine was made to have a certain amount of permeability and stuff of nutrients that are in the small intestine and then get absorbed, and right on the other side and stuff is the blood stream that's pulling all those nutrients and going to the liver, the kidney, and other parts in the body to start, you know, providing nutrients and all like that. What happens when the tentacles of that yeast get into it, the candida albicans gets into the small intestinal biological terrain, we call it, and stuff, it allows larger particles to get into the bloodstream. So your body has been monitoring for years and years and years the size of the particles that get into it and it has like a memory of what is an allowable size and what is considered to be an invasion or a unrecognizable size particle and all. So what happens is the body's immune system is processing all this, and all of a sudden it goes from a particle size, say the size of a golf ball, to the size of a volleyball and all. And so it looks at that volleyball as an invasion and stuff that it doesn't really know what to do with. So it rounds up and it ravages and it keeps the body's immune system to come in and start fighting it and all. So what we notice with people that have been on antibiotics or steroids and things like that all of a sudden they start having inflammation issues going on. The body, the joints are starting to become inflamed. All of a sudden they have change in bowel habits, diarrhea, constipation. They start developing signs and symptoms of rashes. They start having allergies and things of that nature and stuff. And this is the body's basic immune system rallying to try to, protect itself from that larger size particle of food material coming in and causing havoc into the whole system and all. So it's really interesting how the body's able to do that. Candida overgrowths in the gut wreak widespread havoc on the entire body, causing symptoms ranging from can be as low as like an anxiety to obesity. When Candida albicans yeast become overgrowth in the gut, they damage intestinal walls, allowing food particles, bacteria, and other toxins to enter the bloodstream. The most common toxin entering the bloodstream exerts and extracts from yeast in a variety of toxic chemicals called mycotoxins. So myco has to do with the yeast world and stuff, and that's where that comes from and all, which can do some serious damage when transported to vital organs through the blood. So remember, the liver is the blood filtering system of the body. The kidneys has to do with the urinary system and all. So as long as it gets into the bloodstream, we're going to have all kinds of things going on. What could those be? So symptoms of Candida albicans overgrowth, what most patients don't realize is that so many ailments that can be traced back to an overgrowth of the yeast with the Candida. Each of the following symptoms include a spectrum of variations that can occur. You could have allergic reactions. That could be from as simply as having a stuffy nose to food, chemicals, to rashes breaking out on your body, a multitude of things. Gastrointestinal issues going on. Respiratory problems. Cardiovascular problems. Genital urinary issues, like you could have a urinary tract infection. Musculoskeletal issues. You could have joint pain. You could have not a lot of flexibility into those joints going on and all. You can have skin infections. Now the body's trying to get rid of those mycotoxins and stuff. Central nervous system issues. So now you're really rallying up the body's immune system, and now you're starting to demonstrate lupus, myasthenia gravis, MS, a multitude of those, what we consider to be autoimmune deficiency initiated reactions and stuff. You could have high level of stress hormones because now the body's under stress and it doesn't know what to do with all this going on. You could have fatigue. You could have weight gain. So there's a multitude of things that really come up with this and all. We're going to take a break here. We're going to do a little commercial break, and we will be right back at Get Healthy Hunting In with Dr. Mio.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there! to it.
Everybody run down.
Get involved.
Everybody, you.
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we are back at Get Healthy Hunterdon with Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington, the most in healthcare, in nutrition in Hunterdon County. So we covered a multitude of different side effects and signs and symptoms for having this Candida albicans or this yeast overgrowth in ore going on. So healing the gut role and how important it is and how we're going to go about doing it and stuff in order to help people that are suffering from Candida albicans, we need to focus on healing their gut health. Toxins should be eliminated, and the underlying cause of the disease should be addressed. A specific eating plan for each patient to get the nutritional support they need should be created, and with encouragement from us and stuff, adhere to strictly by the patient and stuff. You need to get in there, start, you know, detoxing, repairing, or rebuilding, giving that inflammatory area and stuff, the inflammatory area, a chance to kind of just take a breather and say, oh, my God, let me just take a rest here and all instead of constantly being bombarded and all. Recommendations during the first few weeks of the treatment are a great variety of, plant-based whole food vegetables, preferably organic and no MSG, no pesticides, insecticides on it. Lean meats for ridding the body of the Candida overgrowth and stuff. We also have, a great support with the our office staff to help maximize the chances for success. These changes can be drastic for a patient. And finally, give them the help that they need. And generally and stuff, we always like to go, least evasive to most evasive. So that would be in a manner that doesn't involve prescription drugs. We'll help give them hope and, more importantly, their health back and all. One of the things that we find with our program and all is that we go in and we actually have a proprietary software that we're able to identify if a person is, a vegetarian or a vegan or has sensitivities to certain food types, carbohydrates, sugar, aspirins and all, and we can incorporate this right into their whole eating program and all. And then what we're able to do is identify specifically for that individual, and this is not a cookie cutter type of thing, but it's very, very specific about their eating roles and their eating habits and all. And we're able to identify in a listing of high priority to low priority, and as far as having reactivity in the body themselves and stuff, a list of protein, vegetables, and fruits that will allow this individual to, number one, give their intestinal tract a chance to take a breather and stuff, reassess itself. And then what we do is we find plant-based whole food nutrition that we're going to be introducing and stuff, not so much to replace but just to help support those different tissue systems and organs until they can get rid of that inflammatory process that's running and causing all kinds of havoc, and then allow itself to start picking up the normal pace and moving in the right direction. So it works out very, very well. We've had tremendous success with the program and all there at Nutrimost of Flemington. We've had clients that, have had just miraculous changes and stuff, getting off of, some of their medications and stuff with, high cholesterol, high blood pressure. Some people have even had some great success with their diabetes and stuff. And we've had many people and stuff. One woman comes to mind and stuff. She just told me recently that her A1C has been in a normal range now for over a year, and she's ecstatic because her whole family is kind of prone to having, the diabetic retinopathy and, the diabetic radiculopathy and stuff. So not only does it attack the eyes and things like that from the inflammation that goes on, but also the joints and then the feet and then what they call the peripheral, all the fingers and the toes and things like that. So she's just very, very thrilled about how well she's doing with it. And it's not a difficult program. Usually the first 3 or 4 days and stuff, when you come into our office, we look at you, and the things that you've been doing up until this point have gotten you to this stage that your body is at. All we ask is that you just give what we have to offer you and stuff, and this is just not like a cookie-cutter thing. It's all custom designed specifically for what your body type is, what your body needs are, lifestyle changes that need to be made and things like that. And the most difficult thing to do is just open the front door to come into our office, and then you will be greeted with nothing but, kind words, support, and, a proven system that's going to help take you from inflammatory areas and stuff of the body to a healthful you again and stuff that you're going to embrace and continue doing for the rest of your life, because this will now allow you to be able to walk your daughter down the bridal aisle there and stuff, to pick up your first grandchild and hold them in your hand, to be able to keep up with your grandkids and stuff, just to take a flight of stairs instead of, having to take an elevator and stuff. So the multitude of things are just widespread and very, very rewarding and encouraging to the individuals that go on with that and all. So that's about what we had scheduled for our show today. I hope that we were able to shed a little bit of light onto many people's day and give you some information that's important and all. We were at the Holistic Health Fair yesterday and came across a number of interesting individuals here in Hunterdon County. So as we start getting them on our calendar of events and stuff, we'll start getting them back in here, and I think you'll appreciate the groundwork and legwork that we did to get them here. So we're going to close here and all. I just want everybody to have a very safe and healthy rest of the week, and we'll see everyone next Monday at 12 o'clock at Get Healthy Hunterdon.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Four more boys from that Taiwan soccer team were rescued today from the cave, bringing the total to 8. Now, the rescue operation has ended for the day in Thailand. As of right now, we're not hearing about the health of the 8 boys who were rescued. That means there's still 4 boys left in the cave and their coach. Jake Zawig is a former U.S. Navy SEAL involved in rescue operations. He talks about what sort of task it is to get those boys out.
To climb to Mount Everest and back. You've got over 1,000 people on the ground outside of a cave. And, they got to cover 2.5 miles to get them out under the worst conditions in the world.
Tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, President Trump will announce his Supreme Court nominee. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee shares what he's hoping for in a candidate.
A constitutionalist, somebody who is pure to the original words and text of the Constitution.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Gasoline prices edged up 1 penny over the last week to a national average of $2.86 a gallon. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has further details.
The biggest increases occurred in Delaware, where the price shot up 9 cents. Motors in Alabama, South Carolina, and in Mississippi enjoy the lowest prices at $2.53 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of Gas Buddy tells us about last year.
The national average 1 year ago, $2.27 a gallon. That sounds like a terrific bargain. Americans shelling out about $1 billion every 4 days more than what they spent a year ago. Prices remain down 8 cents a gallon nationally versus a month ago.
I'm John Clemens.
Robert Redfield is a director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Now, he spent most of his career battling HIV and AIDS in the 1980s. Now, what he's saying is that the opioid epidemic is going to be even worse. Redfield said the overprescription and abuse of painkillers is the public health crisis of our time. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
For Democrats to take back the House and Senate in the 2018 midterm election, they're going to need that key vote from millennials. But are millennials in favor of a lot of the policies and ideas we're seeing from Democrats these days? Candace Owens is a spokesman for Turning Point USA. She says a lot of millennials don't recognize these Democrats.
Unfortunately, the left and the Democrats, the party is unrecognizable to many people, especially millennials. They've become violent. They've become extreme. And I think beyond that, they have really radical ideas. Altogether, we're talking about socialism as a platform, which, as we both know, has killed over 100 million people in the last 100 years. How can people say I'm the left anymore?
Owens is an African-American woman and conservative. Now, she shares what she believes is the main reason many folks still think out there that African-Americans must be Democrats.
I think what we can contribute this to is social media. Social media has provided that courage to people because you're looking around and you're seeing so many like-minded individuals pop up. Me, as a black person who says, look, I have conservative values. The many people that trailblazed before me, like Larry Elder, Condoleezza Rice, and Dr. Ben Carson, they didn't have social media in the way that we have it today, which allows us to springboard off of their ideas and make it okay to come out. The walk away hashtag was started by a gay hairdresser in New York City. So we're seeing so many people pop up. And as I said, this is just the beginning. I really do believe we are seeing the end of the Democratic Party as we know it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business.